بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise and thanks belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord, Creator and Sustainer of the heavens and the earth. Peace and salutations upon the most beloved of Allah's creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family members, upon his companions, and upon all of those who follow his way of life until the end of times. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we beseech him that he makes us from those who follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the best of our abilities. Ameen. Beloved brothers and sisters in al-Islam, how all of you doing? You all seem tired. How all of you doing? Alhamdulillah. First and foremost, I remind yourself and myself about the taqwa and the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we know as Muslims, this is at the head of every matter. If the consciousness and the awareness of Allah is within a slave, then all good will come from that slave. And obviously when the taqwa and the consciousness of Allah is devoid and not there, subhanAllah, then what happens? Then all, you know, what do we expect to come from such an individual? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he reminds me anew when he says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah. O you who believe, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haqqa tuqatihi. As you are supposed to be conscious of Allah, as you ought to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Do not die except in a state of submission to Allah. And obviously how you die in a state of submission is if you live Islam. Allah then continues in another verse of the Quran, Ya ayyuha an-nasu taqu rabbakum. O mankind, be conscious of your Lord, alladhi khalaqakum, the one who's created all of you, min nafsin wahida, from one soul, wa khalaqa minha zawjaha, from that one soul, Allah created the partner of that soul, wa batha minhuma rijalan kathira wa nisa'a, from those two people, our father Adam and our mother Hawa, many men and many women came from. Then Allah reminds me and you, and Allah says, Wattaqullah, be conscious of Allah. Alladhi tasa'aluna bihi, the one through whom you ask one another. You know, the one that you, it was a custom among the Arabs that they would say, I ask you by Allah that you help me. So when they invoked the name of Allah, they knew this is something serious. And this was pre-Islam. So be conscious of that Allah, the one through whom you ask one another mutually. And be conscious of the arham, of the family ties, of the bonds of family. I.e., never break it. Never sever the ties of family, whether you have Muslim family, non-Muslim family, always keep the bonds of kinship, the bonds of family. Family ties, subhanAllah. Inna Allah kana alaykum raqiba. Indeed, Allah is ever watchful over all of us, subhanAllah. Allah then continues in another verse, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah. O you who believe, be conscious and be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa qulu qawlan sadida. And speak words which are correct. Yuslih lakum a'malakum. Allah will rectify your deeds. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah will forgive your sins. وَمَنْ يُطَعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. He who is obedient to Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then definitely he has achieved the greatest success. The criteria of success. Oh, you who believe, Muslim brothers and sisters in Islam, subhanAllah, we have so much, if we think about it, we have so much that we should show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. There is so many bounties that we have, subhanAllah. The benefit of being able to smell, the benefit of being able to move about freely, to have food, to have a family, to have a wife, to have children, you know, to have good health. All of these are ni'am and bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But greater than all of these bounties, which is apparent to us, is what? Is the bounty of faith, the bounty of belief, the ability to recognize that there is a creator, the ability to know that there is one being out there that created everything that is in existence. And that being desires from me and you that we worship, subhanAllah, only him. And that is Allah's right over me and you. The right of Allah over me is what? That we should worship him and not ascribe partners unto him. And our right over Allah is what? It is that if we do this, then Allah will grant us his paradise and Allah will save us from the fire of hell. May Allah grant us Jannah and save us from the fire of hell. So all of these bounties, we should show thanks to Allah for the bounty of Iman. So this is a great favor from Allah. Then after the favor of Iman, the favor of being able to do good deeds. How many people are oblivious of this subhanAllah? Just to be in the house of Allah, to sit down in the Jummah lecture, wallahi is a great favor for Allah. Wallahi, me and you, we could have now, you know, walked past the whatever, the JK, whatever you call it, the wall. You could have said, like, I'm not going to Jummah, I'm going to chill out in the cafe, whatever the case may be, hide me somewhere, sit in an old classroom. But subhanAllah, you decided to come to the place where Salah is being performed, subhanAllah. So what is the, what do we get from this? We get from this that there was nothing pushing you to this place but your faith and your belief in Allah. This is a sign of Iman. And that's why when Allah speaks about the Jumu'ah, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who believe, إِذَا نُوْيَ لِصْصَلَاتِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ, when the Adhan is given on a Friday for the Jumu'ah prayer, فَسْعَوْ, hasten to the remembrance of Allah. The fact that you've hastened to the remembrance of Allah, you have implemented the verse where Allah says, O you who believe. SubhanAllah. So as Muslims, as people of faith and belief, we should feel happy. We should feel proud. The fact that Allah has given me the tawfiq, the hidayah. How many of our brothers, we are family members, perhaps are not in the Jumu'ah. People who neglect Allah's rights. SubhanAllah. Allah has afforded me and you to be in the house of Allah. This is a bounty that is enough, subhanAllah, to show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. May Allah grant us the understanding and the tawfiq. After this, you know, various bounties from Allah. We are currently in the best of days. In the best day. Isn't this the best day in the life of a Muslim? Which day do you think is the best day in the life of a Muslim? The best day in the life of a Muslim is Yawm al-Jumu'ah. Why? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me and you that khayr yawm tala'at alayhi shams. The best day in which the sun rises is which day? Not payday, not when the exams are over, not holidays. The best day in the life of a Muslim is what? It is a Friday. Why? What's the wisdom? What's the reason? فيه خلق آدم. On this day Allah created Prophet Adam عليه السلام. Adam. وفيه أدخل الجنة. On this day Allah placed him into Jannah. وفيه أخرج منها. On this day Allah took him out of Jannah. Allah expelled him from Jannah. ولا تقوم الساعة. When will يوم القيامة come? When will judgment day come? When will that day come when everything that is in existence will come to an end, and eventually me and you will appear in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That day will come on a Friday, subhanAllah. So we are experiencing a Friday in the house of Allah, a great ni'mah from Allah. Number two, we are in the house of Allah. Because remember, wherever the salah is made, wherever the musalla is, that is technically the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَحَبُّ الْبُقَاءِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. The most beloved place to Allah is what? It is not my bedroom, it is not the toilet, it is not my mother's kitchen, it is not the Promenade Mall or the Vanguard Mall. Rather, the best of places is what? In the sight of Allah, are the houses of Allah. And the worst of places are what? The marketplaces. Where does that leave? The drug dens, the places of vice, the brothels, the shabeen. SubhanAllah, these places shouldn't even exist if the marketplaces are the most hated places in the sight of Allah. Number three, the best of days, in the best of places. Number three, in the best of sa'at, in the best of moments. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught me and you that on Jumu'ah day there is such a sa'a that if you make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that sa'a, in that moment, illa a'tahu iyyah, Allah will grant you whatever you want. So in this day of Jumu'ah we have a sa'atul istijaba, a time where Allah readily responds to du'a. How many needs do we have? We have the worry of exam on our heads. I'm writing exams, I don't know, I didn't put enough in. Wallahi, call upon Allah. Make dua, you make the effort and leave the rest to Allah. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have financial issues, I have this problem and I have that problem, subhanallah. Call upon Allah. And generally, if you read a holistic reading of the hadith, teaches me and you, that this time is when? From after Asr prayer until Maghrib. The closer to Maghrib, the better. So at Maghrib time, inshallah, and close to Maghrib time, we make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, grant the Ummah belief. Oh Allah, grant the Ummah this. And oh Allah, grant the Ummah that. Oh Allah, our youth, ya Allah, protect them from drugs, vice, haram, sin, everything out there that's bad. Oh Allah, protect. We should be this people of faith, people of Iman, people in the house of Allah. We should do this. This is the right of other Muslims over us. May Allah grant us the tawfiq, the hidayah, the khair, and the barakah. Ameen. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, all of these favors, our gratitude should be shown to Allah. Allah in the Quran says, La in shakartum, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you are thankful to Allah for His bounties, His boons, His ni'am, then definitely Allah will increase you. The man with lots of wealth, if he shows gratitude to Allah for that wealth, Allah will increase him in his wealth. The man with knowledge and insight into matters, whatever that may be,
He makes thanks and he gives thanks to Allah for that favor. Allah will increase him in that. The man with example, the guy's handsome and thanks Allah for being handsome. Allah will increase him in that, subhanAllah. Think about it. You make shukr to Allah and Allah thanks you. It is Allah's right that we thank Him. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He increases us in that. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي هَدَانِ لِهَذَا. Oh Allah, thank you. Ya shukr ya Rabbi, for guiding me to this. وَمَا كُنَّ لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. Oh Allah, I would never have been guided was not for your tawfiq. Yes, it took a bit of intellect, it took a bit of knowledge. But in essence, it is from Allah. Guidance is from Allah. Me finding myself in the house of Allah, listening to a Jumu'ah too, it is from Allah. So let us be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the tawfiq. Ameen. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if there are any sisters inshaAllah, what do you think is the thing that people will most remember you by? So the thing that, you know, no, that guy was such a guy, and that guy was such a guy. What do you think is that thing that most people, or people in general, will remember you, inshaAllah, one day if you have left this dunya? What is that? Is it maybe your salah? Allahu Akbar, oh, you know, Ashik, he was such a pious guy, always used to pray salah. No, it's not that. Is it your hajj? Perhaps not hajj once in a lifetime. After a few years, people forgot that you have performed hajj. Is it your fasting? People don't know you're fasting. You might be fasting, you might not be fasting, subhanAllah. Is it your zakat? How many people know that you pay zakat? Nobody knows. But what people, what lasting impression will stay with people after your death and after you're gone is your character, subhanAllah. Your mannerisms, your mu'amala, the way you interact with others, the way you come across to others, whether that might be family or whether that might be strangers, subhanAllah. That's the thing that leaves an impression on people. People will know this was a guy that always came and approached people with a smiling face. He was a guy that always used to greet with a big good morning, assalamu alaikum. This is a guy that was always helpful, a guy that always shared a beautiful word. This in essence, my beloved brothers, this is what we'll be remembered by. And how many friends have we made in acquaintances? When we refer back to those people, we can say, wallahi, that brother, subhanAllah, such good character, subhanAllah. So this is the thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the people remember us by. The good character that we have. And that's why before the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was deputized as a messenger and sent to mankind was what? What did he perfect? He perfected what? He perfected good character. He perfected character. That's why he was called As-Sadiqul Amin. The one who is truthful in speech and the one that is trustworthy. Trustworthy in what? Trustworthy in his speech and trustworthy in his actions. I can trust this guy. I can trust that he will not speak ill about me. I can trust that he will not carry tales about me. I can trust that he will not spread lies and slander about me. I can trust his actions, subhanAllah. This was the title of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before Allah sent him as to mankind. And that's why when he came, this was a means of making the da'wah easy, calling to Islam. Why? People were affected by his character. People were affected by his noble traits, subhanAllah. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He reminds the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by telling him and reminding us as Muslims, He says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ, literal translation, indeed you are ala, upon great character. SubhanAllah, look at the translation. Allah could have said, يَا مُحَمَّدْ إِنَّ لَدَيْكَ خُلُقًا عَظِيمًا. Indeed you have, you know, or إِنَّ لَكَ خُلُقًا عَظِيمًا. You have great character. But the verse of the Quran, subhanAllah, and that's why it's important for us as educated people that we also, you know, learn some of the Arabic language. Because many of the many of the meanings and the deeper meanings of the Quran is lost in the translation. You will never find the essence of the Quran. And that's why the linguistics of the Quran in and of itself is a miracle. Besides the information of the Quran, the commands, the prohibitions, the predictions, the actual wording of the Quran is miraculous. Which is a dalil and a proof that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and reminds me and you by saying, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Oh Muhammad, you are upon good character. You know, normally when you are upon something, you have full control over that thing. So Allah is telling Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever good traits there are out there, you have to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ أَوْ مُحَمَّدْ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضَّلْ غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you are hard-hearted and you are harsh to your followers, لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, they would have run away from you. They would have dispersed, they would have run away, they would have separated from you. Why? Because generally people don't like people who are moody. People who don't approach them with a smile. People who, you know, who look, who's got moods every day. Generally speaking, people who, you know, who got ugly character, generally people don't want to be with, associated to those people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to me and you the great noble character of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Muhammad, if you were hard-hearted, harsh, you know, ugly in mannerism, to the Sahaba, to your companions, to your followers, they would have fled from you. They would have run away from you. The Prophet ﷺ taught me and you. The Prophet taught me and you that I was sent, bu'ithtu, I was sent, لِأُتَمِّمْ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, to perfect character. So all of us, we've got our own traits. Natural traits, we were born with it, we were raised by our parents. Not necessarily saying this is an Islamic trait and that is an Islamic trait. The Prophet came to perfect these qualities. If you like giving, it's a good quality, but you give for the sake of Allah, it's even better. The Prophet ﷺ came to perfect these qualities of human beings. And that's why the Prophet said, people are like mines. They're like maina, a mine where you take gold and silver and all of these minerals from. They are like mines. The best of them in Jahiliyyah, the best of them before Islam, is the best of them after Islam. If they had good qualities before they came Muslim, they will have those good qualities after Islam. May Allah grant us the tawfiq of this. And we know, we might think, subhanAllah, so many times in our durus, in our lessons, in our lectures, in our khutbah, we have a good character. But subhanAllah, today I want to share with you something different. I want to share with you seven things from the Quran and the Hadith that the Prophet informed me and you about the great virtue of good character. The great virtue that he carries in Al-Islam. Number one, whenever the Muslims or people, Sahaba, came to the Prophet ﷺ to seek advice and comprehensive advice, what would that advice be normally? That advice would not necessarily be make salah, you know, fast a lot, go for hajj. No. Generally, if people came to the Messenger ﷺ and they sought advice from the Prophet ﷺ, then it was the matter of character. A man jaa rajul ila rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man comes to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, awsini. O Messenger of Allah, give me some advice. Give me something that I can keep to and practice throughout my life. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La taghdab. Do not become angry. Now you might think, subhanAllah, how can the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell a companion to not become angry? I.e. anger is a natural quality. It is something that all of us have. We all have the, you know, the quality in the emotion of anger, subhanAllah. But how you control that anger? What the Prophet was trying to tell this person, when you are angry, display good character. Because when is the time when your bad character comes out? When you are angry, is it not so? It's easy to show good character to those who are good to me. If I came in this masjid, everybody is mashallah smiling at me, it's easy to show my soft side. But if someone works on my nerves and stuff like that, then you'll see my true nature. And that's why the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells the Sahabi says, Ya Rasulullah, oh sinni, give me advice. The Messenger tells him, do not become angry, i.e. do not practice and do not act on your anger when you're angry. I.e. control your anger, divert your anger, do something else, walk away, whatever the case may be. فَرَدَّدَ مِرَارًا. The companion, you know, he thought like, subhanAllah, such small advice. The Prophet ﷺ then said, لَا تَغْضَبْ, لَا تَغْضَبْ, لَا تَغْضَبْ. The Prophet repeated himself twice, saying, do not become angry. I.e. do not act on your anger. Do not become angry. Do not become angry. So from this hadith, we learn that the advice that the Prophet ﷺ would give the Sahaba when they sought his advice wasn't necessarily salah. And this is something, as I've mentioned, that people will remember you by. People remember you by your interaction with them, your mu'amala, how you interacted with people. You'll be known. Remember, if you live in a society, and we live in a society generally, there are more non-Muslims than Muslims. They don't know about the salah. They don't know about the things that we do within our homes and outside, whatever the case may be. But they do know of our interactions and they do know of our character. And that's why this is so important. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ would give this advice to his Sahaba, to his companions. May Allah grant us tawfiq, hidayah and barakah. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. And the scholars say this hadith is a very well-known hadith. This is one of the last moments that Mu'adh met the Messenger ﷺ. Mu'adh went where? He went to Yemen. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, give me some advice. And the Prophet told him, Oh Mu'adh, I fear that inshallah one day if you come back, you might not find me here, but you will find my grave here. Meaning I would have passed on. Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, hearing this, that this is the last meeting that I have with the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, Ya Rasulullah, give me advice. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم tells him, اتَّكِ اللَّهِ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتِ. Be conscious and aware of Allah wherever you find yourself. It's easy to be in the masjid to pray Allahu Akbar. It's easy. It's easy when I'm among like-minded brothers and sisters to act in accordance with the obedience of Allah. But when I may be with someone that's not Muslim, who I'm in an environment that's not that of Islam, it's easy to slip up. So the Messenger tells him, Mu'ad, ittaqi Allah, be conscious of Allah, haythuma kunt, wherever you are. وَأَتْبِي سَيِّئَةَ الْحَسْنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. And when you do bad, follow it up with a good. Why? Because Islam and the Quran teaches me and you, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. That good deeds wipes away what? Bad deeds. And then the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم tells him, Oh Mu'ad, وَخَالِكِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. When you interact with people, when you treat people, make sure that it is the best of treatment. It is the best of interactions, because eventually those things will last in the minds of people besides your prayer and all of those things which, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells a companion to avoid major sins, and number two, overlook the faults of people. Because when people do wrong to you, when people anger you, that's when you slip. That's when the character becomes bad. Subhanallah. So that's the test. That is the test from Allah. When people treat you badly, when people harm you, that's when bad character comes out. As for when everyone's treating you nice, it's easy to display good character. So as Muslims, you ought to show character in both good and bad times. May Allah grant us the tawfiq. That's point number one. Point number one is the advice of the Prophet to the companions, when they sought his advice, would generally be what? Would be that of? Akhlaq and good character. Allah grant us the understanding. Number two, the best treasure of any Muslim is not his wealth. It is not what he drives, it is not his house, it is not whatever possessions he has of this world. Instead, the best treasure that any Muslim can have is that of good character. Wallahi, how many people do myself and yourself know? Beautiful faces, but the character is a total turn off. Is it not so? We have come across so many people. They are so beautiful. Women and men and women. Handsome, whatever the case may be, beautiful features, but because of the ugly manners and the ugly character, subhanAllah, it's eternal. Look at, you know, famous people, celebrities, many of them, they've got everything on this world, things that most of us will never reach in this life, subhanAllah, but their character is a total turn off. A total turn off. And hence, the treasure of a Muslim is not within his bank balance and his pocket, his wealth that he has, the background that he comes from, or the degrees that he has. The treasure of a Muslim is the good character that he has. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, he asked, the companions came to him, Ya Rasulullah, ma khayr ma u'tiya an-nas? What is the best thing that people are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Prophet said, lam yu'taw shay'an khayran min khuluqin hasanin. They are not given anything better than beautiful character. Because this is something that will be lasting. Remember, when you die, your property goes to your family. They spend that money, they spend that wealth, that all of those things are gone. But eventually people will be remembering Dhulkifl and Nuh and Ibrahim, and they will say, Subhanallah, what an excellent human being. What a good human being. I was actually watching a debate, not like parts of the debate, it was a comparative, you know, type of debate. It was actually yesterday, Brother Muhammad Hijab from the UK, and he was, you know, this professor from America, David Wood. And he basically, you know, said this guy mocks Islam, whatever the case may be, and he praised the non-Muslim by saying, I know such and such a professor of biblical studies, and this guy's got excellent character. He's a good man, wallahi. That man has no faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he's praised by a Muslim by virtue of his character. Where does that leave me and you? Followers of the best of creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, people, we are such people, such Hamas, such, you know, we get worked up, people say something ugly about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and rightfully so, subhanallah. Where is the character? Where is the teachings of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives? So that's why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, the best thing that anyone can be given is good character. Ya Aba Dhar, should I not teach you something that is very, very heavy in the scale of deeds, yet very light on the back? What does it mean? Metaphorically speaking, something which is easy to practice. Oh Aba Dhar, Ya Aba Dhar, should I teach you something that is very heavy in the scales on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Ya Rasulullah, please do so. Husnul Khuluq, good character, وطول الصمت, and staying quiet a lot. Meaning, if you don't have anything beneficial to share with people, then don't speak. Why? Because your speech, you will be responsible for what you speak on Judgment Day. May Allah grant us the tawfiq. Number three, and this is super important as well. We as Muslims know, as believers we know, we fall short every day when it comes to our daily practices, our salah. Sometimes we make our salah late, whatever the case may be. You know, we fast in the month of Ramadan, yet we speak ill about other people, we look down upon other, whatever, we fall short every day. We can actually make up this by virtue of our good character. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna rajul," indeed a person, la yudrik, he will reach, bihusni khuluki, by virtue of his good character, the level of the qawwam and the sawwam, the one who prays lots of salah and the one who fasts a lot. Subhanallah. This should be enough of an encouragement for me and you as a Muslim to beautify my character. And how easy is it to beautify your character? It's easy, it takes no effort. Yes, now and then a bad quality will pop up, but we push it away and then we show good character, subhanAllah. It takes no real effort. It's not like salah, which is a physical effort involved, this effort I have to take wudu. No. We fall short in all of these things. An important point. I'm not saying salah and those things are not important. I'm not saying by virtue of your good character, salah can go out of the window. No. What I'm saying is we balance. We are people of faith, people of iman, people of ibadah, worship of Allah. But also that interaction with our fellow creatures, with human beings, with other people, with animals, whatever the case may be. May Allah grant us the tawfiq. So falling short in our worship, we can make that up by how? By virtue of our good character. That's number three. Number four, good manners is a sign of your iman in Allah. How can someone have faith and iman and belief in Allah, but it's not cute with ugly manners? Subhanallah. And generally we associate piety with being serious and, you know, people, you know, if you see the guy in the masjid, you want to run away from the masjid. You know, you don't want to be in the masjid. Because this guy never smiles, he's always attacking you. You don't want to be close to a guy like that. Wallahi, this is a contradiction. The fact that someone believes in Allah necessitates and demands from him that he has beautiful character. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِمَانًا. Those who have the best of iman, the closest of faith to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most deepest of faith to Allah, are who? أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. Are those who are the best of character. Are those who are the best of character, subhanallah. Then the Messenger said, وَخِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ. The best of you are the best of those of it to their wives. Because they are the first audience of our character. They are the first recipients of our character. Before you know me, before the people in the masjid knows me, my wife knows me, my parents knows me. And they are the first recipients of our character. And hence the Prophet said, the best of you are the best, are those who are best to their wives. May Allah grant us the tawfiq. Ameen. Any questions thus far, inshallah? Looks a bit empty here today. Is it normal? Students? Okay, inshallah. Number four, you know, there's a weak hadith, you know, it's weak, I'm just putting it on the radar, I don't want to go on Facebook and people put in the comment section that he quotes weak hadith. But there's a hadith that states it's weak, but the meaning thereof is correct. And because the meaning is correct, and we have supporting evidence for this in the authentic sunnah, it's fine to quote it. And this is the view of the majority of the scholars. أَكْمَلُ النَّاسِ إِمَانًا. The people with the best of faith, أَحَاسِنُهُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. Are those with the best of character, and that we covered in the authentic hadith before this. Al-Multi'una Aknafa, those who people trample on their shoulders. SubhanAllah. What does that mean? It means a person is really tolerant. A person gives in. I know I'm in the right, but I'm not saying all the time you give in now and I'm wrong. No. You all know you're right, but to avoid issues, I will give in. Example, one day, this is an example I like to give in my lectures. I went to a masjid and I led the salah without the fez on my head. Now, as we know by now, in Cape Town, this is one of the arkan of Islam. Do you have a kufi on your head? That's one of the ways how we identify you. Now this is now a true Muslim. Yeah. So I was in the masjid by coincidence. You know, I went there, I just pulled up there and I made my salah. And because the people in the masjid knows me and I never lead salah, I always try to avoid leading salah. And the people were looking at me and they say, lead salah. So I think like, okay, let me just lead salah. Another guy, there was a janazah that came in the masjid and they obviously came late. After the salah, assalamu alaikum, the guy basically jumps up at the back whilst I'm sitting down and making my adhkar. And he says, like, subhanallah, how can we allow this happening in the masjid where a man leads the prayer without a fez on his head? Subhanallah, bring me one hadith where it says it is a condition for the validity of your prayer that I should wear kufiyah. I normally wear my kufiyah, but that day I didn't have my kufiyah on, so, you know. So what happened was, this guy said, and wallahi, don't become technical with me. If you want to become technical with me, I will put this fist in your mouth. But I'm doing nothing. I'm just thinking, like, I was shocked because this imam wanted to attack me for not wearing a kufiya. And obviously that day he lies, this is a rukun of Houdini and he's in Cape Town. So inshallah, next time if I go to a masjid, there will always be something on my head. Even if it means like grabbing something and just putting it there, but I'll do that. But subhanallah. So one other guy came to me and said, like, no, you can't leave it like this, man. Let's go to this guy and attack him. I said, khalas, akhi, there's a janaz in the masjid. And the lady that passed away, I know the son. Why would I want to create a commotion now? To why? To fulfill my nafs, because I wanted to take revenge. But that's nafs, that's desires, ego. I wanted to show him his boss now. Technically, takabbur and arrogance are gonna come out of it. So I told him, okay, I'm gonna benefit nothing from this. And also, it's gonna lead to issues in the masjid. So I just avoided it. But what I wanted to say, this hadith speaks about those people, others trample on their shoulders, subhanAllah. Ya'lafoon wa yu'lafoon. They love others and others love it. They are beloved to others and they love others. And it continues and it goes on. Number five. Allah loves those of good character. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah al-Jameel. Allah is beautiful in all aspects. In his names and his attributes, in his divinity, in his lordship, the fact that he is beautiful in every regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yuhibbu al-jamal, and he loves beauty as well. He loves beauty. وَيُحِبُّ مَعَالِيَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Allah loves high character, noble character. وَيَكْرَهُ سِبْسَافَهَا. And he hates character which is ugly. He hates ugly character. InshaAllah, my time's up, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me the tawfiq, the hidayah, the khair, the barakah. I'm not going to continue with the khutbah. I respect your time, inshaAllah. I know you are writing exams. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, the hidayah, the khair, the barakah. There were 7 points that I wanted to mention. The last one, the sixth and seventh one is, this will be something that will be the heaviest in your scale of deeds on Yawmul Qiyamah. And number seven, your character in this life with people will determine how close you are to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet said, the one who will be closest to me on judgment, they will be who? Will be those of good character. So you determine yourself in this life how close you want to be. If you want to be ugly to people, then be far away from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you have good character, then you will be close to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And obviously, there's so many definitions of what is good character. But this is something that we do not need to define. All of us sitting here as, you know, educated individuals, we understand what is good, what is better, what is bad and what is worse. We all know that. We can make that judgment call. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq, the hidayah, the khair and the barakah. I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He blesses you MSA and He grants you all the tawfiq, success in your exams. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately inspire us to have good character. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.